You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
I hated the intro that I put together for the Jack Heinrich's Got a Handful of Sports
The report. Music?
It was lame. It was just lame, man. And, you know, you can't take the existing sports music from, you know,
ESPN, Fox, ESPN. CBS.
I'm listening to all of them today. I'm like, okay, this is, none of that doesn't say sports. But it's, what do they call it? Copyright free or free use?
Yeah.
So I'm like going today, I'm trying to find, you know, I get a buzzer beater and, you know, like a whistle, like the counting down the final seconds and the ball's in the air and you don't need to see it to know what's going on. And you hear the whistle and then the crowd goes wild as the ball goes in. And I couldn't get one that I liked.
That was good acoustics on the net. I love a good sound of the net going
through. That's right. You got to have all of those elements.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go out of my way to try to get Caitlin Clark, but she's been pulling that off a few times recently.
Of course.
And I mean, really last second buckets.
Oh yeah. You hear the horn.
Yeah. You hear the horn. And I got to say that's, that's got to be one of the more exciting, not necessarily her, but one of the more exciting aspects of basketball, if you ever find yourself at a game with that kind of situation coming down to the final seconds and, you know, people going crazy and wondering if somebody can get the ball off, and every once in a while somebody does it from half court.
Yeah.
And every once in a while even farther away than that, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, they'd have missed it.
But, yeah.
Somehow it goes in.
Yeah, that's what, okay. I mean, that's got to be one of the more exciting plays in sports, right?
Yeah.
Buzzer
beaters, yeah.
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, another one. Yeah, you're right. There were a few bear Hail Marys last year.
There were quite a few. There were
quite a few. They seemed to be doing one every other weekend.
Exactly.
There was one against Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. One against Green Bay. I mean, they had two game-winning drives against Green Bay. That 50-yard by Caleb to DJ Moore was one.
Right.
I mean, they were always doing something crazy, the Bears, last year.
Yeah, hopefully that'll continue.
Yeah.
But before we get to your head full of sports, you probably saw this very human interest, heartwarming story that I think is really cool, and you can help me with this last guy's name. He's a pitcher for the Pirates, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Paul Skenes.
Skenes.
Paul, yes. Skenes. So catch this. Paul Skenes is like every kid's dream.
Yeah.
Paul Skenes, a professional pitcher for Pittsburgh.
One of the best, by the way.
Yeah, driving around Pittsburgh. Just driving around, no particular place to go. And he notices I don't know if it was a little league game or if it was just a sandlot pickup game, mm-hmm. of kids going on a ballpark, a diamond anyway, nearby. And what does he do? I mean, he's very casually dressed. There's no indication of who he is whatsoever. And he pulls up and spends the next 2 hours playing ball with these kids.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa.
That's awesome. Yeah, he took 2 hours out of his day. It's probably an off day in Pittsburgh, and he's just riding around. And
yeah.
I mean, 2 hours is not a
not
a small commitment. That's a pretty big commitment.
Right.
Looks like he's signing autographs, too. And
yeah. But can you imagine? Yes, autographs is one thing. I mean, nothing against autographs. But can you imagine? I just put myself in the place of, I don't know, a 12-year-old playing baseball and, you know, actually getting to have a catch, if you will. with a major leaguer. I mean, whoa.
Yeah, getting tips probably too.
Yeah, sure.
Watching him throw and telling him what to do.
Yeah, so great. So great. I got a big kick out of that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
All right, Dak, I'm done with my whatever this
head full
is.
Head full sports?
Yeah, I don't know if I had a head full. I had half a head. An eighth of a head full. An eighth, yeah. What do you got?
All right, yesterday we had no show, so I went to the White Sox game to cover it.
Oh.
And it was just great timing because they called up one of their top prospects, Braden Montgomery, an outfielder. He's a number two prospect in their organization, 21st in all of baseball, according to MLB. I mean, there's a few different publications, but he's one of the next big things, and he was the 12th guy to make his MLB debut in the White Sox this year, and we're only in June, and they've had 12 guys make MLB debuts. So it really shows the youth movement on the South side. And he made quite the first impression. He had two hits. He knocked in three runs. And the big one was he hit his first career home run, but it was a walk-off homer in the 10th off of Braves closer Raisel Iglesias, who I think allowed only two runs all year. And then this guy in his MLB debut saw two pitches and took the second pitch out for a walk-off homer. His first homer, the place was going nuts.
It was
a crazy scene. We get down into the locker room after the game to talk to him, and they're blasting music. Everybody's having a good time. If you heard some from the sports this morning, if they were playing some of the Montgomery cuts, you could hear the music in the background.
Right.
So it was a party in there, and he's a great kid too. Just you could see him taking in the moment when he ran out on the field. He got a standing ovation his first at bat. You could see the South Side embracing him, and he's just one of the many young guys coming through the system right now that are supposed to help the White Sox get to the contending phase. Which I mean, they're contending right now. They're in a virtual tie for first place in the AL Central, but that walk-off homer is only the fifth time in MLB history that someone hit a walk-off homer in their debut, and he did it in extra innings against the best team in baseball. So, great kid. He went like mini viral in the minors this year because he was cleaning the dugout out. He was the only one cleaning the dugout out in Charlotte after a game, and he's like, and they asked him about it before the game yesterday, and he's like, well, yeah, I mean, we made the mess. No one else should clean it up. So he's just a great kid. And then they asked him yesterday, like, are you going to go clean the dugout? He's like, oh, I might not have time today. He's like,
oh, it's the major leagues, by the way.
Yeah, he's like,
they might have somebody to take care of that.
He's like, he's like,
in the bigs.
Right.
Yeah.
And so a lot of fun on the South Side yesterday. And it was very fun to cover late night, but
that's why Jack got into sports.
Exactly.
Exactly
why. Because you get
saying this exactly.
You get to see stuff like that. So
yeah.
Braden Montgomery, definitely someone to watch on the South Side. And like I said, 12 guys have made their debut for the White Sox, and they have a few more probably coming too this year. And they're playing well too. If you look on the flip side though, the Cubs are still struggling.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, right. They went 2-4 in their last home stand against the A's and the Giants, and it's especially frustrating for Cubs fans because they're now hitting the stretch of their schedule where they're playing like 24 in a row against teams under 500, and they still just can't get it going. They went 2-4 against the Giants and the A's at home, and then they went to Colorado where you're a mile high above thin air.
Yes.
The ball flies out of the yard, and they lost 7-3 yesterday. So we'll see what they can do. They're going to San Francisco after they wrap up their series in Colorado. And then they're not facing a team above 500, I think, until the 4th of July weekend when they play the Cardinals. But if they're going to turn it around, it's going to be in this stretch. So we'll see. The bats need to heat up. The pitchers, it's kind of everything. The pitchers need to pitch better, and we'll see what they can do. It's a very veteran group. It's like polar opposites on each side of town. The Sox are one of the youngest teams in baseball, and the Cubs are top five oldest. So we'll see what they can do. But they keep saying it'll turn, and they said it earlier in the year, and it turned, and they had two 10-game winning streaks, but they haven't won a series in 5 weeks, so... It's definitely hitting the skids here the last five weeks.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got these playoffs going.
Yes.
And the Stanley Cup.
Yes. Another great game yesterday.
It was. I mean, they do not disappoint.
No, they don't. I was monitoring it a little bit while I was at Rate Field yesterday, but it seemed like Carolina jumped out. And then just as one team jumps out, the other team comes back. And 2-2 heading back Carolina tomorrow. And then they're going to have a game six. So we'll see who wins tomorrow and then who's going to be playing for the Cup Saturday. But Charlie knows what he's talking about. He's had six or seven games, and it's already going six, and it seems like it'll go seven.
So wait a minute. I mean, are you saying that this thing will be over by Monday?
There is the potential for it to be.
Potential, okay. Mm-hmm.
So if one of the two teams wins tomorrow and Saturday, it's over.
You know, the NBA... Mm-hmm. is having their playoffs.
Yeah, their final too.
And New York is out of its mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's out for a lot of reasons, and there's been some political stuff added to it, but they were out of their minds before that happened. And if I got this right, you know, we talked in the past about how expensive these seats are.
Mm-hmm.
So the mayor of New York... Mm-hmm. as I understand this, paid $1,000 for a standing room only ticket at the very top of the...
I saw him amongst the people in a picture.
Yeah, top rear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $1,000 just to stand there.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, does that put it in some kind of perspective?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I saw Taylor Swift at the game today.
Yes.
I saw that. And the Spurs are... They won game three, and they're up... 21 right now. So
really?
every road team has won so far in the series. So a little backwards there, but two evenly matched teams, it looks like. And that one's been a interesting back and forth too. Not as close and crazy as the Stanley Cup final, but it's just kind of funny to see a Knicks team go into San Antonio, hostile environment, and win those two. And then the Spurs going into New York with everything we talked about with the celebrities there, the enhanced security, the celebrity row in the front row, and they may be on their way to stealing two in New York, just making it a best of three, and they got the home court heading back. So crazy stuff in the sports world.
We'll see what develops, and that's the Jack Heinrich's got a head full of sports report for tonight.